from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning, I'm John Sepulveda, and we begin at the Oroville Dam, where officials remain confident that this latest spate of rain will not cause a repeat episode of rising waters and evacuations. But the weather might slow down the repair work that's been going nonstop since last week. KQED science editor Craig Miller reports from the dam.
Engineers have been drawing down the lake as quickly as possible, with five times as much water draining out of the reservoir as is flowing in. And officials say this round of storms shouldn't cause the lake level to rise at all.
These are fairly small storms, especially compared to what we saw before.
State Water Resources Chief Bill Croyle spoke to reporters at the Operations Command Post.
We actually won't see or shouldn't see a bump in the reservoir.
But there's still 2 months of potential precipitation left in the season, so Croyle says crews have been stuffing stabilizing material into huge crevices in the erosion-scarred spillway at the rate of 1,200 tons an hour. Mike Starcher's quarrymen are filling 2,000 super sacks, as he calls them, with rock and gravel, and trucking them to a hilltop above the dam, where Black Hawk helicopters pick them up and pack them into huge gashes in the spillway.
They just need a lot of weight and a lot of fill really fast.
It's meant exhausting work and a lot of business for Starcher's company, Sierra Silicon.
It's good business, no doubt, but the business is secondary compared to the bottom of that dam.
Starcher says he's never had to scramble like this on a job.
And we got a bunch of great workers that stood in that inundation zone and bagged this stuff for days. And it's a little nerve-wracking, there's no doubt.
This short-term shoring up of the earthen spillway will become the foundation of a project that will take months, bracing and lining the gouged-out emergency spillway and completely replacing the main spillway, which began crumbling last week to start this chain of events. Engineers here say it will take more than one dry season and hundreds of millions of dollars to finish the job. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
Now, here's a question Craig's story raises. Where's the money going to come from to fix the spillway? Also, why weren't these problems caught before? State Senator Jim Nielsen, who represents Oroville, says the legislature will be looking at those questions, and he joins me now on the phone from Sacramento. Welcome, Senator Nielsen.
Glad to be on with your folks.
You spent time this week with constituents in your district forced to evacuate. Was there any moment or exchange that stood out to you?
Well, it's kind of the magnificence of human nature. Lots of people walking around, musing around. Now, their attitude was inconvenienced, yes, but not many were complaining. They were, in fact, more relieved that they were safe and secure from what they know is an imminent threat.
Well, given,
that is one of the biggest issues right now.
Well, given that residents affected by this dam failure are your constituents, and given that, according to our colleague at KQED, Paul Rogers, the state was warned that this very scenario could happen almost 10 years ago, do you have any concerns that the proper oversight of this dam and its spillway was not conducted?
I absolutely have concerns, and will be fully engaged in examining those concerns. I'm preparing an inventory of some right as we speak. Not waiting for a legislative committee, but there surely will be oversight hearings.
Senator, unfortunately, we live in a very politicized time. And we're seeing at the federal level, and I want to make this clear, you are a state senator, but we're seeing at the federal level a real aversion to any oversight. And we are seeing allegations that any use of oversight is really just a political tool used to damage one party or another. Are you concerned that the politics of oversight will get in the way of actually conducting oversight in Sacramento?
Excellent question. And I will say, frankly, in times past, I would absolutely be of that mind. And in fact, acknowledge that I believe that oversight has been omitted and ignored for the very purpose of you don't want to know what you don't want to know. But that said, over the last couple of years, and I speak for the Senate has made oversight a priority. The Budget Committee has held many oversight hearings thus far. And they have been, unlike many in the past, righteous and thorough and focused oversight hearings. So the attitude of the Senate right now is constructive and positive in a bipartisan way. But it will require a stronger resolve than has been around here in the past. I'm just telling you, I see some evidence of hope right now.
Senator Nielsen, speaking of hope in politics, something we don't hear often. Senator Nielsen joined us from Sacramento. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, offering online financial tools to manage and track accounts from investments to retirement planning. Personal Capital, serving over 1 million people at personalcapital.com. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
Many times on this show, State Senate President Kevin DeLeon has come on to talk about his mother, his aunt, and other family members who didn't have retirement accounts. DeLeon has told us that's why he wanted to create California's plan to set up state-run retirement accounts for private workers. Well, that plan appears to have hit a major roadblock in the U.S. Congress, and it happened yesterday. The House voted along party lines to block states from setting up these personal 401k-style accounts. Republicans say DeLeon's plan will hurt business for financial service companies like Charles Schwab or Prudential. And the resolution to block that plan now heads to the Senate. We want to know what you think. Are you in the financial services sector and concerned about what this could do for your business? Or are you a worker who would benefit from this program? You can email us, calreport@kqed.org. And that's the California Report for Thursday, February 16th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.